Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That doesn't really work.
KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. Listen, I'm still on a high, my friends, and that would be a natural high. Thank you very much. Last night, I was with my KFI family. So fun. Bill Handel! So fantastic. Bill Handel, man, what a guy. 25 years in the business. Like, you know, my existence in radio pales in comparison. I feel like I've been here for 5 minutes next to Bill Handel. But what a pro. So last night we had a great party. Producer Michelle, boy, she went out of her way with those name tags. So funny. If you want to see some of the pictures, go to KFIAM640.com. Also, go to my Instagram handle. I posted some pictures there with Rich Marotta. So good to see him. Of course, I mean, everybody was there. Dean was there. I also ran into The Fork Report, Neil Saavedra, so fun, so cool. I also seen pictures of his baby. I was so excited. Board Op John, who's getting married soon, used to be on this show. You may remember. It was just such a great, Oh, Sharon Belio was there. Oh my God, that was such a reunion. She's so fun. So we were both like Instagramming each other live over at the Marconi Automotive Museum in Tustin. I don't know if you guys have ever been there, but it's an incredible space. They actually have a kind of like a, it's like one of those souped up trucks, and it used to belong to Oscar De La Hoya. It's got like hydraulics and everything. The Fork Reporter was telling me all about it, which was really funny. Anyway, it was so much fun. It was so nice to celebrate Bill Handel, and I told him, you need to be on my podcast, Elizabeth on Top. So he said, yeah, and I got his home number. I'm so excited. I'm coming over soon. Saw Marjorie, met his daughter. It was so fun. It was such a nice It was a family reunion. It was a family gathering. Robin Bertolucci, our boss, was there. We took our pictures. I'll post some more stuff. In fact, I forgot to post what they put down for my name tag. It was very funny. Very clever. Again, producer Michelle, bravo. Excellent job. Excellent job. Listen, later in the show today, we got 4 tickets getaway giveaways. Excuse me. Can you tell I want a getaway? Monster Jam crushing through Angel Stadium of Anaheim. So we will have that later in the show. We're going to talk about all things the rain this week. What a weird week, huh? Monday, when I last saw you guys here in studio on Sunday, I was a very healthy Elizabeth Espinosa. And then Monday happened, and as you can hear it in my voice a little bit, I'm still a little bit under the weather. I went to work on Monday, and that was the first day of the teacher strike. And unfortunately, with all the rain, I mean, it could not have been a worse day, you know? Like, just... It was pouring. It was cold. It was windy. Signs were like dripping with water and smeared. I mean, what a nightmare. But I got to tell you, standing out there with thousands, something like 60,000 people is what the union says, was really impressive. It was a show of true force and of will and of true dedication, compassion, commitment. I mean, you name it. I was like, wow. So my photographer was also sick, and, you know, I'm kind of pissed at him, but whatever. I'm sitting in that news van with him. He gave me all his cooties. So I got a little sick, but I'm coming back. And then yesterday was a beautiful day, right? Sunny, gorgeous. Today's going to be
warm
a little bit.
Warm and hot.
Yeah, it was actually warm and hot. That doesn't help my cold. But it's nice that we're done with the rain. A little wimpy in LA, aren't we? All right, so listen, there was a big story over the week. We're going to talk about President Trump's big announcement yesterday. I was actually in the KTLA newsroom watching the announcement and then did a story. We'll share that with you. But in North Hollywood, did you hear about this vandalism? Apparently, somebody got really pissed off and went smashing cars in a garage, and they marked them with anti-Trump graffiti. Now, my question is, how did this person know who was a Trump supporter? Because I didn't exactly see any, like, bumper stickers that said, like, MAGA or, you know, go Trump. So that's interesting. So investigators are trying to track down the suspects responsible. Of course, we know that there's not always a lot of love for President Trump, but there also is in some parts of the world, right? In fact, what about those little Catholic kids over in Kentucky? Yeah. Have you heard of Covington Catholic High School in Park Hills, Kentucky? Well, now you will, because these little pieces of... Yeah. Basically, on Saturday, videos emerged showing these students. They were all little Catholic boys, all little Caucasian little boys. I'm not throwing shade, but I'm just telling you what happened. This is, you know, matter of fact. We're outside the Lincoln Memorial. There was a rally, okay, in Washington, D.C., and these Catholic boys wearing, you know, MAGA, Make America Great, again, red, you know, President Trump hats. That's like his brand, his mantra. Stood there mocking these Native Americans as they were doing holding a rally. And basically, on Friday, this was on Friday. On Friday was the Indigenous People's March. And it, of course, coincided with the March for Life, which also drew thousands of anti-abortion protesters, including this little group from Covington Catholic High School. And what's really upsetting is when you watch the videos that have been circulating, you see this one kid. And he stands so close, he gets right up to his face, like up his nose almost, to Nathan Phillips. Okay, so Nathan Phillips is a 64-year-old Native American man. He's singing Native American, right? So he's playing a drum. It's very, you know, indigenous. And this little stands extremely close to him, and he's just got this really, this nasty little smirk on his face, like making him feel bad. And, you know, since the videos emerged, now, of course, you know, the Catholic, the archdiocese out there is apologizing and saying they're going to take appropriate action up to including expulsion. And, you know, this behavior is opposed to the church's teachings on the dignity and respect of the human person. And it was funny because yesterday, as I'm watching the president's speech from, you know, D.C. on this whole extended, trying to make a proposal so that, to end the government shutdown, right? He starts with saying, we are all equal. That was part of his speech. And I thought, this is why people who aren't on the, you know, Trump bandwagon have an issue with him, because you can't say one thing and then act in another. Because look at how these kids felt it was appropriate to mock somebody else because that person didn't look like him. And they wore his red hat, which to me shows that they're embracing what they interpret as the Trump way to make America great again. And that means by putting down somebody else because they don't look like you, they don't sound like you. Culturally, they may be a little different. And it's just so wrong on so many levels. And let me tell you something. Nathan Phillips, that Native American that they made fun of, he's a Vietnam veteran. A Vietnam veteran. He holds an annual ceremony honoring Native American veterans at Arlington National Cemetery. And apparently when he was interviewed by a reporter later, he was in tears. He was in tears. He said he felt really terrible. His name is Marcus Frejo. He's a member of the Pawnee and Seminole tribes, who's also known as Chief Quiz Imk. I'm probably saying that wrong, so sorry. But he felt awful, so you can only imagine, by the mocking, the dance. You know, also they were heckling a couple of black men, apparently these kids nearby. That kind of stuff has got to stop. Just incredibly inappropriate. And so, thankfully, at least the church says they're going to do something with these kids. But let me tell you something, you little brats, because, you know, I'm Catholic too. I hope you get that one really crazy sister that takes you to the back room. And when you come out, you're limping. Whoa. Let's not get crazy here. All right. So when we come back, let's talk about the announcement, by the way. We should talk about what the president announced because, hey, listen, 800,000 government employees, one of them is my cousin, a few of them are my really good friends, are going without a paycheck. It's going pretty long. This is the longest shutdown in U.S. history. People need to pay their bills. People need to pay their mortgages. And I was hoping by this Sunday we would not be talking about this, but it's still going on. And the fact of the matter is people are now in food lines. Yeah, our government employees are in food lines because, you know, you got to make ends meet. So we'll talk about that. And also the Los Angeles Unified School District strike. Unbelievable. They're still on strike. They've not been able to cut a deal yet. Can we make this happen already? Let me be at the bargaining table. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Mary Kate, I'm going.
I think you'd be great at the bargaining table.
Right? I'd be like, say yes already!
your heart was broke. I filled your cup until it overflowed. Took it so far to keep you close. I was afraid to leave you on your own. I said I'd catch you if you fall. And if they laughed and more.
That's right. Good song. I like this song. All right, guys. Good morning. Good morning. KFI AM 640 iHeartRadio. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa here at 521 AM on the West Coast. I tell you. Listen, quick piece of advice, because a lot of you have asked me, Elizabeth, how is it that you are so sick and you've bounced back so well in such a quick amount of time? Well, one, you got to really shut it all down. Go to sleep. There was that. I took one day where I just slept the whole day. But oh my God, here's the cure to your cold, my friend. Boost your immunity right now. It's really disgusting. I'm not going to lie. It doesn't taste great. Oil of oregano. Oh, no. Yes, go get oil of oregano. Put a little drop, like half a drop, in a little bit of water. Mix it up. Take a shot. Go chase it with, I don't know, tequila, whatever you want, Coca-Cola. And it's incredible.
So you're one of those oil people now.
Yes.
Oh,
no.
No,
it's not. Oh, no. It really helps. It has... funny enough, I was watching James Corden the other night.
Do you have like a little vial that you carry with you just in case, like there's oils for prosperity?
No, I don't do that. No, the oil of oregano is for your cold. But I was watching James Corden and Ashley Graham, you know, the super model, super size model. She was talking about that. She's like, oh my God, you have to do oil of oregano. I was like, hello, Ashley must have taken that from me. Anyway, to answer a question on Twitter, Resident Muse, who says, hey, Espinosa, what brand of coffee do you drink? Just asking, because it sure seems to work. Hashtag natural high.
Colombian. Definitely Colombian.
And it's white.
Yes.
It's kind of creamy. Just kidding. Wow. Seriously, let's leave it there. Drop it. Drop it while it's hot. Drop it while it's hot. We do have a show to do here. Okay, so we were talking about President Trump yesterday in the newsroom. At KTLA, and we did the story because, you know, he came through with his announcement. We were going to, so hopeful. Maybe we'll see an end to the government shutdown. Everybody waited. And Nancy Pelosi then said, no deal. Listen to what happened. This was the announcement. And I promise it's coming. 3, 2, 1. Tape won't play. Welcome to breaking news. Such is live radio. All right. So while you try to figure that out, Hector, and you stare at me in a panic, it's all good. I will continue and just tell folks what it is. So apparently, you know, the president comes on and he says it's a humanitarian and a security crisis and it requires urgent action. Well, yeah, duh, we've got to do that. So although many agree that a humanitarian crisis is true because of what's happening, but there's more to the story, right? So here's the breakdown, and it sounds like the tape is playing now. Listen to this.
Humanitarian and security crisis on our southern border that requires urgent action.
And many agree saying a humanitarian crisis is true when seeing these images of women, children, fathers walking country to country to seek political asylum at our southern border. But there are those who feel that saying there is a, quote, security crisis down south is a president's way of selling his build the wall to all Americans.
There's so many ports of entries through the United States that the border, the southern border, is not it.
Political observers like former California DREAM Act campaign director Anna Grande says the president's proposal today to extend DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, and TPS, or Temporary Protected Status, for Central Americans seeking asylum for 3 years in exchange to end the government shutdown, doesn't go far enough.
There is no such thing as a 3-year temporary status. We need something permanent, and we need it now.
President Trump also proposed $800 million for urgent humanitarian assistance, $805 million for drug detention technology. He insists
heroin alone kills 300 Americans a week, 90% of which comes across our southern border.
Anna says, not true, President Trump.
Other organizations have refuted that. You know, drugs and war and specifically any sort of crime doesn't just come from a border. It comes from all sorts of ports of entry, specifically the airports.
Still, President Trump is not budging to his demands for $5.7 billion to build a wall. And Democrats today turned down the offer. So this longest government shutdown in U.S. history will continue while 800,000 federal workers go without a paycheck, children detained at the border, wait in detention centers, and others in refugee camps across the border.
And some argue the president can't seem to please anyone, and that's because earlier today, conservative political commentator Ann Coulter tweeted out the following. She said, Trump proposes amnesty. We voted for Trump, and we got Jeb. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell did come out in support of the president's proposal today, saying that he commended the president for his leadership for proposing a bold solution to reopen the government.
There it is. All right. So yeah, I mean, it's kind of lame. Like, Ann Coulter, please. Somebody make her go away. Like, shut up. Let's just come to a resolution. I give President Trump credit for at least trying to come up with something. I know that the real issue is that he probably should have had that conversation with Democrats as opposed to son-in-law Jared Kushner and just Vice President Pence. This is the problem. They need to have dialogue with the other side. They need to come to an agreement, even though they disagree on certain things. They got to budge on certain things. It's like the strike, right? The teacher strike. Both sides are going to have to budge on a little bit of something. But we know that there's room for negotiation. There just has to be true willpower to make that happen. Which, by the way, tomorrow I'm going out. LA City Council member Gil Cedillo, as a day of service, they're going out to Mexico, the Tijuana. They're going to go to the migrant caravan camps where they have the, you know, all the Central Americans being detained or held or housed, however you want to call it. We're going to go down there. I'm going to go down there with a camera with KTLA. Maybe we'll be able to go live. If not, either way, I'm going to come back and bring some stories for you here next Sunday. So brace yourselves for that. And I'll be posting some stuff, too, from there on at Elizabeth Espinosa on Instagram and, of course, on Twitter at @E_Espinosa. Now, I'm very upset about the LAUSD teacher strike because I've got a lot of parents that keep coming up to me wherever I go. Elizabeth, what's going on? When's it going to end? I got a lot of special needs parents who are in a really bad situation because their kids need to go to school. But here's the difference. Some kids won't even get out of the school bus if they don't see their teacher. I mean, it's a whole different ballgame when you're talking about our special needs kids. But parents are doing what they can to support our teachers. In fact, we're going to get Jenna, who is part of a group she's put together. She's a LAUSD parent supporting teachers. And we're going to have her on to talk about the latest. I know at 11 a.m. today, they're going to negotiate again. It looks like the bargaining table. They're going to meet and hopefully something comes of it. So we'll talk to Jenna when we come right back. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Mary-Kate, what do we got?
Live.
KFI AM 640.
Local.
And iHeartRadio station.
I'll tell you a story before it tells itself. I lay out all my reasons. You say that I need help. We all got expectations.
We sure do have expectations around here. KFI AM 640. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. Still on that high from last night's big party with Bill Handel. 25 years in the biz, especially here at KFI. We love him for it. And I want to thank all the listeners that came up and said hello. Thank you so much. You guys really are the best. We love you. Listen, Jenna is an incredible parent. She's an LAUSD parent. Of course, we're going to day 7 of the strike. I'm counting the weekend. I know. I mean, teachers grade papers on weekends. They're working. And she's got like 20,000 or more. I've got a group of parents supporting teachers, Facebook group. So, Jenna, good morning and welcome to Sunday Morning with Elizabeth Espinosa.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Yes. Well, you know, I got to tell you, I'm very upset because, look, I'm a special needs advocate. My brother is brain damaged. Thankfully, he's out of the LAUSD. Never went because we weren't in that area. But these kids have an IEP, right? It's a contract. It's an individualized education plan. And I don't even understand how it's legal for this this whole thing to happen. That, you know, when I was out there on Monday and then a few other days, I talked to special ed teachers on the picket line who said, I'm not in class and I'm getting calls from teachers' aides that classes are being merged because there aren't enough kids showing up. And, you know, there's no way that their goals and objectives, according to the legal contract, which is the IEP, are being implemented.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
By the district, because there is no special ed teacher there.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely do not proclaim to be an expert on special education. It's such an intricate field. I'm a mom, And I have heard from many parents of special ed kids that they are having the same concerns. Many of them are having to make huge adjustments and sacrifices in order to keep their kids home simply because they're worried about their kids.
Yeah, it's terrible.
That's why we are frantically encouraging the district to come up with a fair contract for all teachers, including our incredible special education teachers who are suffering the same large class sizes at a different level that our general education teachers are.
Yeah, you know, Jenna, the other day, a teacher, special ed teacher, said to me, I got a call from a parent who said that her, didn't take her little boy, she's a kindergarten, special ed teacher, and said that he would only get off the bus if he sees, I'm going to make up her name because I can't remember, let's go, right, Mrs. Ramirez, and he only gets off the bus if he sees her, and since she was, you know, striking, the parents just thought, I'm not going to even bother. You know, he's not going to get off the school bus. So it's just awful. I know student attendance on the fifth day of the strike remained very low and very flat. We know the district says about 85,000 students showed up for school on Friday. But, of course, keep in mind, this is the second largest school district in the nation, and it serves nearly 500,000 students. So the official estimate in terms of net losses for the day in terms of funding based on student attendance is at $18.1 million. So that's a lot. So we're losing. Like, come on. Let's figure this out. So what would you tell Austin Buehner if you were at the table?
Well, I would hope that the incredible members of the bargaining team would have it covered and absolutely would not need me. But what I would tell him is that our schools deserve more than being broken up into portfolio districts, and that this idea of privatizing public education is not the right solution. It hasn't worked anywhere they've tried. And we need a focus on public education, on bringing back the community school, which is what works. I attend a community school. We walk to school. We know our neighbors. We know the kids in the class. Kids ride their bikes around the neighborhood.
How old are your kids?
A community school. I have a fifth grader and a third grader.
And so they're not going to class. And what are you doing to support teachers? People are being incredible and very creative. Setting up taco stands to, like, you know, serve free food?
So I think the first thing that a group of friends and I are doing is we started a Facebook group about 3 weeks ago when this was all about to get going, called Parents Supporting Teachers on Facebook. And I should have checked right before I started talking to you, but we're at maybe close to 24,500 people, somewhere right around there.
Wow.
Which just tells us how invested our community in LAUSD is in public education and supporting their teachers.
Yeah.
So to answer your question about what I'm doing, I have my kids at home because we're not crossing those picket lines. We're walking with our teachers. And actually this past Friday, a group of incredibly dedicated people from North Hollywood High School, Walter Reed Middle School, and Carpenter Charter School, as well as my school, Colfax Charter School, got together and formed what we called Hands Across Colfax Avenue. It was a human chain stretching about a mile. Our goal was to have between 800 and 1,000 people. And are you ready for this?
Yeah.
2,000 people came.
Wow.
And it was incredible. Of course, it was foggy. So the media actually sent some helicopters to get photos, and it just was too foggy. Yeah. Super bummed about that.
No, I know. The weather has been a nightmare, but I'm glad that it's better now. And of course, with the women's march was yesterday, and we even talked about that. But can I just tell you, I was so impressed because a lot of the folks that showed up for the women's march have been striking, picketing, protesting since Monday in that nasty rain. I'm surprised not everybody's sick with pneumonia, and it still pulled it together to show up for the women's march yesterday in downtown LA, which was thousands of people as well. Now, I got to ask you, what are you hearing mostly from parents at this point?
Incredible the level of resiliency. Like, I have to be honest, I spend my entire days along with the other admins on the page just responding and, you know, talking and doing all of these things on the Facebook group. And the level of motivation that we are seeing, we were so nervous that it was going to start to wane. And if anything, people are invigorated. They are so motivated by what happened this past week, the incredible rallies at Grand Park, the motivation within their own school sites. that, I mean, people are raring to go. They're like, get us back out there on Tuesday. We are going to be bigger than we were last week.
Yeah, because tomorrow is MLK Day, so of course it's a school holiday, so they got lucky with that one. We know that the they're going to meet again at 11 o'clock this morning. I don't know where, but they're going to, you know, hopefully negotiate something. We know the mayor is involved now, and hopefully that's going to help. Parent Supporting Teachers link is what? Facebook.com/groups/375-0157. Are you kidding me right now? Like, I love how producer Brent's like, read the link. And I'm like, I don't understand.
And I appreciate that. I think if you just do a search for parents supporting teachers, you'll find us.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait a second. All right. And by the way, how excited were you last night? I was watching SNL a little late past my bedtime, but the teacher strike made it into the SNL monologue.
I have to be honest, I have not seen it yet, but I was sleeping. My husband told me this morning when I woke up, he's like, it's very exciting. You guys made it on SNL. Teacher strike. So I'm going to definitely check that out today.
Right.
You know that you've really let
some
people
noise.
Take notice if you've made it to SNL.
Yeah, you made some noise. By the way, speaking of noise, I have to tell you, here's a question a lot of parents should be asking, okay? Everyone's focused on Austin Buettner, the superintendent of the Los Angeles Unified School District. He's only been here for about 2 years. Hey,
yeah, I'm
what
not
about,
focused only on him.
Right, but let me ask you this. What about the school board? Why isn't anybody talking about them and calling them out? I know that the UTLA did go to Monica Garcia, who is the LAUSD school president. And by the way, I like her. I know her. So it's kind of weird. But truth of the matter is, you know, we're all hired for a job. We got to execute. So if they're talking about there being lack of funds, like, when's the last time that school board, individually or as a collective, went to Sacramento to say, how do we reclaim money that was lost in charter schools or money that was lost because of, you know, federal funding not being reimbursed, et cetera, et cetera?
So even just at the most minor level, and again, this is not exactly where my area of expertise lies, but I do know that every independent charter is required to pay a certain amount of money back into the public school system that they don't collect.
Yeah.
So just at the most base level, that should be done. There is a huge movement for the board. I know that there is a big movement for Board District 5, which, as you know, Ref Rodriguez, our disgraced board member, has vacated the position. And there's a huge movement to elect Jackie Goldberg. Mm-hmm. And she would be an incredibly positive voice on that board. And as far as the other board member, Scott Schmarelson, who happens to be my very own board member, has come out in a huge way supporting public school kids, as has Dr. George McKenna. And as for the other board members, we need them to come out and support our kids. There is a huge push.
Well, they say they do, right? But let's get to the nitty-gritty. Like, show me, you know, what have you done for me lately? Like, that's,
totally.
You know, at the end of the day, you got to ask, like, okay. That's great. I love all the small talk. I'm here for the kids and blah, blah, blah. I don't care about that. I want to know stats. Give me the nitty gritty. So if you guys
are... walk the walk.
Yeah, you got to walk the walk. No pun intended with the picket lines going on.
Right. But, well, as Scott Schmarlson showed up at our human chain on Friday and literally walked the walk.
That is awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jenna. Keep doing what you're doing. Parents Supporting Teachers. You can find her group on Facebook. Thank you. Good luck. Take care of your kids. And hopefully this will be done by Tuesday. I hope. Hopefully today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. When we come back, a little bit more about the strike and a little bit of last night and all the fun stuff. And, of course, the calendar section. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Mary Kate. KFI AM 640. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. 5:49 a.m. Yep. In less than, about 24 hours. I'm heading down to south of the border. With LA City Councilmember Gil Cedillo in a caravan, some media. We are going to go down there with our KTLA camera and obviously our microphones for KFI to cover the situation with the Central American migrant caravan and see what's happening south of the border with that situation. So we will bring that back to you. And speaking of immigration, so with this whole LAUSD school strike, right, that we're going into day 7, there's a meeting today at 11 a.m. Fingers crossed. Let's all go to church today and pray and make this happen. Please, please, please. We got to get our kids back in school. Did you see this? Did you hear about this stupid employee? I mean, I'm being nice right now, by the way. When I say stupid, I got better choice words for this person. So this woman obviously wanted to be famous, and so now we're going to make her famous. Her name is Arnette Arvizu. Apparently BuzzFeed tracked her down. She's a senior technician at a middle school with an LAUSD, and she got caught saying some not such choice words, yelling at protesters. Listen to this video that went viral.
In case you missed that last part, she yelled, "Build the wall. All you guys wouldn't be here." This video was taken yesterday morning at Southgate Middle School.
All right, that's my buddy. That's Glenn from KTLA. Okay, so let's kill that. So basically what you heard is this woman, Annette Arvizu, senior technician at that middle school. So the video was posted by one of the teachers that was on strike. Apparently she pulls down, so Arvizu tried exiting a gated parking lot at Southgate Middle School, right? She rolls down her window and she starts arguing with these teachers that are protesting, right? Using rude hand gestures, they said. And as you heard her, she yells at them, "Build the wall," then says, "You're protesting for nothing." And then with the whole "build the wall," she's saying it with a smile and a smirk on her face. "All you guys wouldn't be here." And then the picketers begin to question her, right, after she rolls up her window again. And a woman shouts, "Racist much? What are you, Italian?" Another person laughs. And she took off. Of course, Fox 11, my former employer, tracked her down. And this woman, here's my thought. Like, if you're going to be a bigot, just own it. Like, that's cool. Just own it. Be like, yeah, that's right. I'd rather you tell me in my face that you have an issue with people of other color, other religion, other et cetera, whatever. Just be honest. Well, this woman goes to Fox 11 and says, "Well, the teachers were blocking me from exiting the parking lot. And I said it out of being funny because they are now closing the gate, keeping me safe from them. And that was the purpose of channeling the wall in that respect. It was the safety concern was there." You've got to be kidding me. So apparently she's been removed. The district says that it's, you know, inexcusable behavior. They've launched an investigation into this. But if you ask me, I think this person should probably be terminated. I mean, clearly there should be a moral clause we're all kind of held to, especially in that kind of line of work, where you should show some decorum, some true moral authority, I don't know, called simple, basic respect. Well, really? And for her to like mock them and say, you're getting paid. You're not getting paid, but I am. Wow. Kick them when they're down. Really? What a piece of crap this person is. I'm sorry. You know what? Mm-mm. You're not hired at my school, sister. All right. And again, I cannot stress enough what an incredible time we had yesterday over at the Marconi Automotive Museum, celebrating Bill Handel 25 years here at KFI, his 25th anniversary. I think producer Michelle said it was 25.5 or something. So that was fantastic. And I want to thank all of our KFI listeners that came out and said hello. And, you know, these Jeff from Laverne, who says that he tunes in. Thank you, Jeff. And a bunch of other folks that we met. So thank you. Thank you. We love you guys. I do want to, before we go to the calendar section, mention something too. So yesterday, and this is the beauty of having friends in the media business, my girlfriend was out covering for a different station, the Women's March, which, you know, power to women. That's what I'm talking about. We showed up, baby. Equal pay. We're in the fight, okay, to the very end. I'm there. My heart's with you. A woman walked up to my friend, and they're working in their news van, and said, "Oh, my God, I need your help desperately." And so, you know, she spread the word. My reporter friend sent me this information, and now I know Channel 7 covered the story. There is a family right now that is out here from the East Coast, desperate, trying to find a missing man with special needs. Apparently, he disappeared from a treatment center from the East Coast, came out here, and his name is Dwayne Williams. He's only 22, suffers from schizophrenia and apparently autism. But of course, he's functioning, you know, functional enough that he could get on a train or bus, whatever, to get to the West Coast. And I guess Dwayne had been thinking about California and L.A. for many years. And so his dream was to come out here. And mom says he has cognitive issues. You know, his mind frame, his thoughts are more like a 15-year-old. So the family, when they found out, he was at a residential treatment center in Albany, New York. Mom is out here. LAPD they have filed a report, a missing persons report, and he is due for his next dose of medicine on the 23rd. So they're up against the clock. Today's the 20th. The sense of urgency is extremely high. They did see some video of him getting off a bus and heading towards Skid Row. So there's a lot of concern. His name is Dwayne Williams, again, 22 years old. I'm going to go ahead and post something on our page, KFIAM640.com, keyword Sunday. I'll tweet something out as well. In fact, I tweeted something out yesterday, but we'll do it again. And if you guys have any information about Dwayne Williams, please call LAPD or your local police department. We got to work and be community and look out for each other. Okay. And speaking of community and looking out for you, I got you. Monster Jam. Who wants to go to the Monster Jam at Angel Stadium of Anaheim? It's happening here. Record setting this year. Six action-packed events. We're giving away tickets. And because four tickets for Saturday's February 2nd event at Angel Stadium. Because we are celebrating the Bill Handel Jubilee. Get it? Jubilee. Get that? See that? My Jewish brother. We are going to take the 25th call. 25th caller. 1-800-520-1KFI. That's 1-800-520-1534. Hurry. Call right now. I will announce your name. The 25th caller right now takes four tickets to the Monster Jam. Going through Angel Stadium of Anaheim. All right, let's go to the calendar section real quick. Yeah, make it happen. Let's make it rain. So women run LA, big old little marathon happening at UCLA Westwood. Yes, I really did want to go. That was my intention, I promise. But with this little cold, I'm going to have to sit that one out. But it's very cool. It's a really fun event over at UCLA. And, of course, women doing their thing, running. I got to get my butt back out there because I'm, you know, training for the marathon. Also, we have Oscar nominations dropping this Tuesday. Could it be the Black Panther? I watched it the other night. Wakanda forever. Yeah, exactly. And what is close tomorrow? Let me remind you this. MLK Day tomorrow. You know, Martin Luther King. I believe in the dream. Thank you, Martin Luther King. We need somebody like him again, by the way, clearly. Otherwise, we wouldn't have these strikes and national government shutdown. We need a leader again. We need a civil rights leader. Banks and financial markets are closed. And also, city, county, and federal offices. Well, those have been closed. Libraries and superior courts are closed. And the U.S. Postal Service does not deliver mail. So keep that in mind. And of course, buses and subway services in Los Angeles will run on a regular schedule, as well as Metrolink trains. So and also trash, regular pickup schedule in Los Angeles, Burbank, and Glendale. So that's good. And I think we might have a winner coming up here pretty soon. Also, habitat restoration at Audubon Center at Debs Park. That happens on Wednesday from 9 a.m. to noon. Check that out. Volunteers needed. Be the one. Urban Teen STEM Plus Arts Summit. That's happening on Tuesday over at Cal State Dominguez Hills. And ladies and gentlemen, I think we have a winner going to the Monster Jam. Congratulations, Jenna Linare. I hope I'm saying your name right. Lenar. Okay, Jenna, congratulations. Have some fun. Guys, be good to each other. Let's pray. Please, fingers crossed. Let's all positive thoughts. The strike will be over this week at 11 a.m. They're going to cut a deal. I could just feel it. And the government shutdown's got to be done as well. So let's just send positive energy towards D.C. Let's just work in a spirit of collaboration. You know it. Namaste. I love you. Please be safe. Have a great day tomorrow off. I will, like I said, follow me on Instagram at Elizabeth Espinosa. We'll be south of the border covering the immigration situation. So should we have some interesting interviews behind the scenes. All right. Thanks for joining me. The Jesus Christ Show is next Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa on KFI AM 640.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.